No, you're used to it.
We're joined by our Pro Stock Motorcycle champion, Eddie Krawick, driver of the Screaming Eagle, rider of the Screaming Eagle Vance & Hines Harley Davidson. This is Eddie's fourth victory of the 2017 season, last one in Denver this year. This is his third ever...
Actually, Indianapolis.
That's right, too.
There's just a little race happened 2 weeks ago.
A little race in Indianapolis.
But this is actually a bigger one.
Yeah?
In some aspects. Big, huge for me. Yeah, not to start the interview myself, but I'll start. I'll take control of this room here right now. Thank you.
Go for it.
But no, you know, this is a huge race coming here to Charlotte. First of all, it obviously, I mean, I love this drag strip. It's a beautiful place. You know, Bruton, the Smiths do nothing short of spectacular when you come to one of their facilities. But this being the first race of the countdown is huge. You know, to come out of here with the points lead, I think statistics has always showed most of the time the person that came out of here is the leader, you know, has gone on to win the championship. And, you know, hopefully that stays true. But this is a huge race, gaining momentum, getting off on the right foot, you know, because if you could minimize making mistakes as you go through the countdown and you start off really strong like this, I think it increases your chances by quite a bit. So I'm really excited. I'm glad to come to Charlotte. This is just an awesome deal, and to come out this way with a win here, it's awesome.
The new bikes have obviously come around at the right time. I mean, they've kind of matured their way since the Englishtown debut to now. It's leaps and bounds.
Yeah, we debuted them back at Englishtown, the brand new Harley Davidson Street Rod body and chassis platform, and we kind of struggled a little bit. I wouldn't even say struggled a little bit, struggled a lot. You know, we really expected to run better and do better. But it proved to give us a little bit of a fit. The motorcycle was not happy off the starting line, and we steadily worked away on the chassis and developing on the chassis. And we did get a win in Denver, but I think the reason why that happened was because it was a little more of a unique situation. You know, Denver's kind of who can be finessed up on the mountain and sort of tip their way through it. But, you know, as we got down to sea level tracks, we sort of struggled. When you're giving up 300, 400, 500s to some of these motorcycles out here in 60-foot and 330 mark, you can't run them down. Even if you're 100th better in the back, it's just not going to happen. You're still 400 or 500s behind them. So, you know, that's where my crew chief Matt and Andrew and everybody really put forth an effort back at our shop to make what we had better. And you know, we had plan B, but we continued to work on plan A, and that was work on our bikes and our chassis and our setups and keep going. And then Indy rolled around, and by that time it was get serious and get after it. And you know, that's kind of where we shined after there. We won Indy and then stayed and tested on Monday. You know, there's not a lot of people that would, you know, hey, you won Indy, why would you stay? Well, because we needed to be better. We were going consistent 107, 60 foots and in Indy, and honestly, that's not good enough with the class and the caliber of motorcycles that we're racing against out here. So we stayed and got our way down into that 105 range on Monday in Indy, and it translated right here off the truck. I went 105 and just continued to gain momentum. It wasn't until Sunday today that I feel I was making good runs down the track. I finally got my chassis right where it needed to be, and for us, a crucial thing is going straight and keeping the bike upright, and that's really what I was trying to focus on today. And fortunate for me, I did a really good job at doing that and hitting a tree, and I stayed on it all day today, I believe, as a race. This is one of my probably most proud races as a driver. To go out there and be 12, 12, 20, and then 23 was my worst light in the final. So to be able to say that, you know, it's something that I'm pretty, you know, I hang my hat on that. I'm not always the best lever, but I try to be as consistent as I can be. So it's an awesome weekend for me.
Eddie, you mentioned before, if memory serves me correct, that you guys changed chassis and did some stuff. Could you go back to another chassis that you had used before?
Yeah, it's just different renditions of our chassis that we've gone through. And when we debuted the motorcycle, we just, you know, we feel we control our own destiny in our shop. We build our own chassis and we do our own development work. So we felt in order to possibly get a leg up on everybody, we needed to design a new chassis, and we did. And we struggled with that. So it doesn't always mean newer or whatever is better. It sometimes stay with what works. So yeah, we're back to kind of the way that we were earlier on in the year, and we've had a lot of success with it. And it's just stuff that we've learned throughout the years. The other thing is it's really hard to, when you have a notebook of 15 years of development and you go to something completely outside of your circle, you kind of lose that notebook. So for us, my crew chief, Matt Hines, that's, you're staring at a graph, and that's what he does all day. He looks at it, and he needs to figure out what it takes to get it from point A to point B as fast as possible. And when you take that notebook and information away, it's hard to do, especially when you're going into the final few races of the year. So we're excited to have the package that we have now, and we feel very comfortable going into these final five races.
Well, how far did you go back? Was this one that you ran last year?
Yeah, it's just previously developed stuff. It just, unfortunately for our guys, I feel really bad for them, because we made chassis changes after each race throughout this year, and not necessarily just saying like we were changing chassis, we were actually cutting apart the chassis that we were racing to keep trying different things, because we feel that's what's going to make us better, and we need to try to be on the front of development instead of sort of just laxing behind, because there's other bikes out here that are trying new things and doing new things, and we need to also be part of that. You can't just stick with the same old stuff, but sometimes when you go back to that same old stuff, it just works. So for us, it was a huge thing, and it's a big relief for our guys, because after Indy, we didn't have to cut no motorcycles apart, chop them apart, and weld new frame rails in them. So it was a huge deal for us, you know, going into these final few races with confidence, and me as a rider to know what I have under me.
With the new chassis that you came out with that you abandoned, did you feel like you had to have a new chassis to go along with the new street rod body stuff?
No.
Did it make mechanically that you had to do that?
No, it does not, because for us, it's the same engine that came out of each motorcycle year, and really it's just a rebody of chassis or motorcycles. You know, just like Pro Stock Car or any of these other categories, they could still run the same chassis under it. Fortunately for us, we still can do that. Certain motorcycles you can't, but there are other renditions of chassis out here that have all been proven. And you kind of make a hybrid when you're going through your development phase. And again, we thought we were going down the right road, but I guess there was a big stop sign at the end and we hit our heads into it.
Right.
So.
Eddie, explain the procedure with your team when you and Andrew meet each other in the final, as far as data is concerned and that sort of thing. I mean, are you trying to put sugar in his gas tank, or, you know, banana and tailpipe?
You know, it's a win-win anytime we get to race each other, and obviously for our team guys. But we're still out here, and we're still racing for points, and we're still racing for the championship. You know, Andrew's the one that tunes my motorcycle. He's the one that puts the tune-up in there, makes all the proper changes to the fuel injection or to the ignition timing or to whatever he thinks it's going to make optimal. And I have 100% trust in him to go and do that. And he has, even though I'm in the other lane, he wants to make my bike as fast as he can, because that's a direct reflection on him too. So for us, you know, he actually joked around. We came back and we made a wheelie bar change on my bike, and we were changing the clutch and doing a couple things. He's, hey, you're not allowed to do that. You know, you just ran faster than me last round. But it's a group of great individuals to be around. And for me, we are all open ears. We're all willing to try something. If I make a suggestion for him on his own motorcycle, he tries it. You know, we both drive to make each other better and do it as racers. We want to go out there and kill each other on the starting line on reaction time and run as fast as we can down the track. And whoever comes out the winner comes out the winner. And I think as long as we do that, everybody wins.
Hey, you've probably already answered this with going back to the familiar chassis and the day after Indy testing and, you know, the extra work you all put into that. But, you know, there's the people online who are already like, oh, yeah, of course. It's Indy. It's the countdown. Now, of course, they're dominating and winning. Do you have any other further comments to address that mindset?
Honestly, there's no reason to even address it in my eyes. You know, our goal and our focus is to come out here and win. It doesn't matter how bad we're stinking or how good we are doing. That's our goal. When we leave our shop, we want to win. I mean, we're a driven team is probably the best way to say it. Our day job are these motorcycles. We have guys in our shop that all that they do is work on these motorcycles, and that's what they do. You know, and everybody could speculate or say however or whatever they want, but when it comes down to it, at the end, we did have a plan and we had an idea and we knew how to execute it. But again, if you can't try to put your foot forward, your best foot forward, and continue to make development strides, then you're never going to know if it works. And then you do the same thing, you're going to get the same results. So for us, fortunately, for doing the same thing, got us back to the same results, because our results were poor on our past thing. So we're going to continue to work away at it. I'm going to tell you the truth here. We basically are working on another rendition of a chassis right now that hopefully we'll have out and go test. I mean, it's an evolution of everything, trying to make your team better. So for us, hopefully we'll get that sorted out and be able to run it before the end of the year and go to another, go to the beginning of the year with some new stuff. And we're always trying to make things better. And sometimes you don't make things better.
Samuel Ryman, Competition Plus. Which round win was the biggest relief for you today? I know in the final you defeated your teammate for the win, but in the semi you tucked away the rest of your competition, which has got to be good news for you, even if it wasn't for the event win.
Well, I think the biggest round win for me was probably second round of this race, because I watched in front of me the points leader go out. And I knew if I wanted to get into that points lead, I had to now win. I had Matt Smith as a huge competitor. I mean, he's a great racer, and he's got a fast motorcycle. And I knew if I could get around that round, it helped gain momentum for me. Unfortunately, my momentum stops when there's Jerry in the other lane. You know, so those guys over there, they do a great job with what they have, and there is no easy round win out here anymore. I will say, probably back in the early 2000s, when there was pretty much four motorcycles that you knew who was going to the semifinals every single race, just about, and if they weren't, it was because they either broke something or screwed up. Right now, Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Pro Stock Motorcycle category is the healthiest NHRA category, I believe. And I think it has great competition. And I'm not degrading any other category. You look at all of them, they have great competitors and great racing going on in it. But for the leaps and bounds that our class has made in the last couple of years, it honestly has like tripled. You know, when you look and your top 12 or 13 or 14 racers are all within a few hundredths of each other, when 4 or 5 years ago, there was a tenth and a half. So now that we have tight competition, there is no slacking. And it's made me become a better racer, because I know my competitor is going to whip my butt if I'm not doing my job. And my job is leave that starting line on time. The rest is up to my crew chief and everybody else to give me that bike to perform. But if I can't get my job right, it doesn't matter how good I have of a motorcycle. I failed at doing my job. So I think the category, everybody that races in it is probably as proud as I am to be a part of this racing and Mellow Yellow Drag Racing that's happening right now in the Pro Stock Motorcycle category. There's no easy win.
Congratulations, Eddie. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.